an AppleViz original.
I also done a podcast on this for you to listen and to check out if it's something that you'd be interested in. And then we'll wrap it up with this final thing with, now, what is that, guys?
That's my coffee machine.
Oh, jeez.
I've got one of those Keurig machines, you know, and it just...
I thought you took us into the bathroom with yourself.
That's what I thought too. I thought you were in a bathroom hand washing, you know, like getting COVID from us. You actually have a Keurig next to your podcast table?
Doesn't everybody?
No.
All I have is a bottle of Jack Daniels. I don't have any.
Oh, there you go. That's, now everybody knows what we're like, Mike. Jeez.
Hello, hello, everybody. Hi there. This is Thomas Donville. I'll just go by the name of Anonymous, and welcome to another AppleViz Unleashed for March of 2020. I am here with the guys here, Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. But before I get them on, I hope you guys are all being safe at home and being healthy and staying away from the COVID virus out there. I can tell you from our team from AppleViz and everybody here is that we're all doing healthy at this time. So how are you two doing?
I'm good.
Now that's not funny, Marie.
No, I'm fine. I'm really fine, everybody. Hi.
Yeah, what's up, guys? We bought one whole bottle of hand sanitizer this week.
I want it.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. I'm very impressed. We finally found one 12 pack of toilet paper finally. For a week.
I haven't seen that yet.
Wow.
But yeah,
my son dropped off about 12 of them for me, so apparently I really need them.
You need some extra here, Dad.
Sit home and eat now. You know, I can't do anything else. So,
oh my goodness. Well, you know, this month, boy, typically this is how I normally do it, guys. Is I normally take about a week to take notes of every Unleashed and try to go do some research. And this month, there was so much to digest of leaks and things that it took me forever to get everything together. So this is going to be a nice lengthy kind of a podcast with lots of information. So prepare. So sit back, relax, and listen up. And this month, Apple is finally pushing and making finalization to the App Store guidelines for developers. Now, I know we're not developers, but why am I bringing this up? Good question. A couple of this stuff is quite interesting because it's going to affect how we look at apps or apps that we'd like if it's going to be updated, because they're forcing to all the developers to have all their apps to be iOS 13 SDK certified. For example, they have to have it all 13 software development kit APIs implemented. What that means is that they will not make any more updates to any of these apps until they are up to standard. So, you know, I've seen this before. We lose a lot of games and sometimes we lose some apps when they do this. So hopefully we won't lose any of that stuff, but I want to give you a heads up to watch out for that. And you remember the feature, guys, last fall when they said the sign up feature, you know, you're supposed to, you ever see those apps where it says, I want to sign in with Google. I want to sign in with Facebook.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And you know, they said, well, we're going to have the sign in with Apple. Remember that huge ordeal and we're excited about, well, I never seen it. Have you guys ever seen it yet? Mm-mm.
Never.
Yeah. I was like, where did it go? But apparently because of this, they're going to enforce that. So we should, any new updates coming after next month, they should require them in those apps. So we finally will be able to see it. Now, my only problem with this, guys, is that unfortunately, some of my apps, like let's just take Dice World, for example. It does the same thing. I use Facebook to sign in. And I wonder if I log out and sign in with my Apple, I bet it won't remember who I am or anything because it was all stored under that account. I don't know.
I would imagine not. I don't know if there's a good way to kind of merge all that stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would love to go back and, you know, get rid of all the ones I have signed up with Google or Facebook and sign up with my Apple. That would be awesome. But
yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right, though. I think we'll lose anything you had. So, oh, man. Now, the only one I really, really dislike, and I know we can control it with our notification center and the settings, but I don't understand why Apple's doing this. They're now allowing apps to the developers to be able to push advertising notification to you.
Oh, God.
I know, right? I was like, oh, my God, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, I'm never going to have notifications on.
But yeah, you know, and I'm thinking, I hope, because, you know, I get a lot of weather alerts. I hope the free ones, like, you know, there's a lightning detection nearby. And then all of a sudden you get this advertisement like, sign up for $9.99 for full, you know, if I don't know how I feel about that because I don't know what the ramification is in what apps I have now will be spamming me with advertising.
Are you guys familiar with Philip K. Dick's writings?
No.
Nope.
Okay, well, he was an author, and he said was because he's no longer with us, but he wrote science fiction, and one of his science fiction stories dealt with just as you're talking about right now. So he'd be aboard a spacecraft, and he would be bombarded as he would travel through the universe with advertisements. So he was looking ahead. He actually saw this coming, so he... He was, although he was a sci-fi writer, he was also, when he wasn't doing his Darkest Material series, he was quite comedic. And so he would, that was on how he thought things would be in the future. And looks like he's...
Yeah, nailed it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I've seen that in shows, I think Black Mirror or something like that.
Yeah, you're right.
One of the shows, you know, the whole show is nothing but advertisement. Like they had to wave it away. You only have so many, you have to pay to get rid of the advertisement. But otherwise, it was always in front, like you were brushing your teeth and the advertising aftershave or toothpaste.
Love
or
that something. Series, by the way.
It's an odd series. I do want like news and stuff like that. And if they start spamming me with, you know, I get the news I want, and then they start spamming me like advertisement because you're using it a free app. Oh, man, this could be a game changer. I hope they will be thoughtful about how people will like it. I think they would turn off people if they did that. That's just my opinion.
Well, you're right. There's an app out there called News On, and that's a free app. And I don't know if any of you guys out there or even you two have used it. But it's all, you know, it's advertisements when you look at it. So,
well, yeah, now this will be in front. It'll just nag you.
Yeah,
I'm imagining the backlash that would come from this, especially if there's not like an opt out button. I mean, there should at the very least, like if they're going to do this, there should be a little button to opt in. Maybe they can't just, I don't know.
Well, the thing is they can. And what would be interesting is if you put like an opt out button, but to use that, to hit that button would cost you like 99 cents
or something. Yeah. It'll cost you once a month. You have to resubscribe to the opt out.
Don't like seeing this? Push here to subscribe.
No, that's the kind of thing that would definitely drive me away from the entire thing. Yep.
And for those out there that have iPad Air 3, you might want to check into this a little bit, especially if your model was made between March and October of 2019. Apparently, there's a recall, and Apple put a recall on these for display issues. If you have been seeing some oddball results with your display flickering or blinking or even just being blank, you want to check out the show note on that because that apparently is an issue and it's not just you. So if you have an iPad Air 3, check that out. I want to let those people know about the recall. And then we were supposed to have our March keynotes as we were talking about last month coming in at the end of this March, but as with the current event and things going on, Apple decided to go digital on this somewhat. You know, we talked about this last month, how I wonder if they would just kind of drop little nuggets each and every day like they did last year. And sure enough, they did. So we're not going to have an actual keynote for the March, but instead they're going to be dropping new hardware. And boy, did they drop a lot of hardware share. They did not announce my headphones. I was so bummed out. I really wanted the over the ear and it's still coming. It's still coming, they say. But apparently what we got is the Powerbeats earbuds. And apparently this is technically the earbuds four, if you want to go by version. So it's replacing the third generation. However, they're not calling that. They just call the Powerbeats earbuds. That's it. So there's no third, fourth generation. So I thought that was kind of odd. I don't know how they're going to differentiate this from their next version if they just don't tell people what generation it is. I'm not sure how I like that, but nonetheless, it is a downgraded the price from $199 to $149. You guys ever played with this, the Powerbeats earbuds?
I haven't.
Mm-mm.
I'm curious why they would make this compared to the $149 earbuds. I mean, it's the same price, $149, right? But the difference is that the Powerbeats, they have a wraparound. You know, one of those earbuds that you wrap around your ear. It's got the little plastic clips that goes around.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, really? But it does have different molding for your ears like the earbuds does. There's no charging case and it uses standard lightning cord. So you can't just wirelessly charge it. So I'm thinking, why would Apple do that? Why would they compete with their own AirPods? And I don't know, maybe I'm missing something. Maybe it has better quality, but it's almost identical. There's no noise cancellation or anything. So I didn't know if you guys knew anything.
I don't know anything.
Maybe it's got some kind of contract thing going on with, because they bought the company Beats like, what was that, 8 years ago, a while ago now. Maybe there's still just something in the paperwork that says we want this product to be distinct from all the Apple stuff.
Yeah.
I have no clue though.
When you go by it, there's no Apple on it. I don't think. I could be wrong. I think it just has the Beats logo on it.
Yeah, probably.
And I guess people wouldn't know.
So, yeah.
It's just another brand out there people probably don't know about. I wonder if it actually sounds better, but I couldn't imagine so. But I'm confused about that. So if any of your listeners know or think of a reason why they would do that, leave a note on this podcast on AppleViz. We would love to hear about it because I'm curious on that. We got, finally, a lot of people were excited about the MacBook Air. Finally getting an update. Apparently, this was a big update for MacBook Air. 60% faster, 80% faster GPU. It got a Magic Keyboard, which is, so the scissors went away. And what I really liked about it, it's only $999. Now, I know it's still pretty high for MacBook Air. I mean, I think it was $100 more before. Now it's $999. So that's a pretty good bargain if you're looking for a MacBook Air that's gotten the oomph and the power that it needs. I'm pretty excited about that. I know a lot of people were thinking about maybe getting that to replace their Macs, but that is something to check out. And you too. What I keep forgetting, Mike, what Mac do you have?
I've got one of the MacBook Pros from, I think I've had this thing for 3 years now.
Okay. You don't have a touch bar in yours, do you?
No. This was like the year before that came out.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't long before that one came out. So I remember hearing about it not long after.
Well, so you wouldn't be in the business for buying a new one quite yet. 3 years is still pretty damn.
Yeah. It still works fine. So, and I don't really want to get, I mean, yeah, if I buy something new, then I'm going to have all those crappy new updates. And I don't want to do that.
That's true. And you're still on the old, you're not even on the Catalina either.
No.
Right.
No, I'm not.
You'd be kind of forced to have to go to Catalina too if you did that.
Yep.
The standard every spring keynote would be with the iPad Pros. There's some pretty neat stuff in there. I was kind of mixed on this. I'll kind of give you kind of a lowdown on it. It has a Magic Keyboard with a trackpad on it this time. I was like, wow, a trackpad. But nobody seemed to know how that would work with VoiceOver, if it would work with VoiceOver. So I'm curious if anybody has any experience with the trackpad with the iPad Pros on that. That's the only thing that I was pretty interested in. All the cameras on it is updated to the modern iPhone 11. Of course, faster Wi-Fi, faster LTE, et cetera, et cetera. Now, this will get Randy's interest. Now, this one, Randy, check this out. It has 5 studio microphones built into the iPad Pro. Five.
Oh my gosh.
5 microphones. I was thinking.
So does that mean that it can record in what format then?
Boy, that's a good question. I don't know if it would do. It doesn't everything do stereo be, recording yet, I don't believe.
No, be and, interesting.
But I thought it was interesting that they would bag it with five microphones. I said, my goodness, it's almost overwhelming. I mean, it's not that big of a tablet. So I just figured, but the other thing you probably interested, it has four speakers on it now.
Probably have some pretty decent sound, I would imagine.
I would think it's probably really good sounds coming from that baby.
And I wonder if the trackpad thing would work like the trackpad commander on the Mac does.
That's what I was thinking too, because you know, you would tap it to open up your
docker and stuff like that. It seems like a horrible waste of time, but I hate the trackpad commander. I've tried to use that many, many times. Every time I do, I'm like, this is so dumb. Why would anybody do this?
You know, that's one of those things I've come across people that absolutely love, and I got people that absolutely hate it. And it's not,
if I'm trying to find the one little button that's over in the corner, it's so much more work to try to move the thing a little left, way up, no, down. I went past it. Oh, come right. There it is. And then like maybe click on it before my finger slips off and mouse goes, who knows where. It's way, way more work for me than it's ever been worth.
Well, that is,
I avoid that though. I have a Windows machine.
Yeah, well, at least we have the option. We have the option to register ourselves with our.
It's almost like a touch screen on Windows. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we do the same thing. We've got different tap gestures to open things up. And I don't like it. I don't like the touch gestures either, but I know some people like it. But the most compelling part of iPad Pro is the LiDAR. It has a LiDAR sensor on the back. Let me explain this to those. Apparently, this is, are you guys familiar with like a sonar radio? Like it, you know, it beacons out and it kind of gives a submarine guy an idea what's around them. LiDAR is the same technology you will find in automated cars now. It will send this LiDAR out and it will be able to sense everything around it. And what the cool thing about it is that I don't know how it works because it's too technical for me, but if I could just take a LiDAR to my room, will put everything, it will be able to map everything around in 3D just by standing there. So you don't have to do left, right portraits. It just does it. It makes it all 3D. And it has a sensor of about 16 feet or 5 meters for those, like the metric system. But I was thinking, obviously they're using this for the AR capability of it. I mean, that's going to be pretty cool for those that can take advantage of AR. But for us, boy, I was just thinking how that might help us. You know, if we're walking, I wonder if something like that on a phone, if it had a LiDAR, if it would be able to sense things and it would just tell me.
We need to get a really creative person with a lot of technical know-how to mess with it and see what they can do.
The potential is there.
Yeah.
And I'm really anxious to see what the developers are going to make of it and what they're going to do with it for those that are blind or visually impaired. I am curious how that's going to work. Now, the depth, of course, 16 feet, that's not all that much. If it was like 30 feet, wow, that would make, I would think a lot of things could be done. But apparently, it will be able to 3D sense quickly. I mean, like in nanoseconds of what's around your room. That's how quickly they can get an idea what's in your room, what you have there, and we'll be able to identify or not identify, but know there's an object there that looks like a table. And instead of just having a picture, just matching picture, I think that looks like a coffee table. Now they'll be able to have a 3D sense of that. That's definitely a chair or whatever.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what people can end up doing with this.
Definitely. The old Mac Minis, I don't know why they even bothered doing this. They touted there's a new update for it. All it is just a storage difference. All devices now have a 256 SSD or 256 size hard drive, which is the same as the iPad Air. I just didn't get it why they even, because the CPU and the memory, everything was the same. And I was like, okay, whatever. But all right, so here's the big elephant in the room. So we had one shoe that dropped. I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know what I'm talking about, right? Where is the iPhone 9?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did hear something. I don't know if it's true or not. Did you hear anything about it?
I have. There were some juicy rumors about the iPhone 9. It's still coming. at first there were talks about how there were some disruption in the manufacturer to being able to produce it. Mm-hmm. That might be one reason. But I honestly think we will still get it within the next week or two. I really do. I think they'll at least make a drop announcement soon. And iPhone 9, what I heard about the iPhone 9 is not only this going to be one model, but they're talking about two models of iPhone 9. I was like, what? I didn't hear about that. They're talking about the original model, the iPhone 9, would be a 4.7 inch, which is pretty comparable to an iPhone 8. Obviously, the iPhone 9 will replace the iPhone 8, so iPhone 8 will be totally gone. It will not even sell it anymore. But they're talking about an iPhone 9 Plus. And yes, this is going to be entry-level prices, so you will be able to get an iPhone 9 Plus. At least that's what they're talking about, and we'll have to wait to see if this is true, but it'll be a big giant one for a 5.5-inch model, but it will still have what the 4.7 has, which is it'll still have the home button and the Touch ID. It will not come with the Face ID and a better screen, obviously, for the price that you're getting, but still, I think this is going to be big, and especially nowadays, who knows how the economy is going to go, but for something that's cheap for everybody to purchase, I don't know. What do you guys think of that? Now, do you like larger devices, or do you guys like the smaller devices?
I'm so used to a larger device. I've got an 8, but I could see myself with a Plus.
So you always had a Plus?
No, I've never had one. And the reason I have one, and I can't prove it to anybody, but I personally think, because I've A-B'd them, I A-B'd the 8 and the 8 Plus side by side, and I think I did that with a 7.
It's a huge difference.
Well, it's the sound that gets me, and I swear this is true. I still think, and I don't know if it's the case or if they've changed the speaker in it or what, but I don't think I'm going to probably take a lot of flack for this, but I don't care. that ever bother me at all.
Contact Randy at idontcare.com.
I think that the Plus has a little less sound quality than the smaller ones, and I wouldn't even know why I would even say that. It just sounds tinnier, a little tinnier to me, to my ear.
I just don't like it. It's just too big. The Plus
is for me too. Yeah. It's too big, but my wife. And she likes the larger size phone just because it's got you can put more on the screen. And she absolutely loves it. She will never go back down. But this actually raised her eyebrows. Like, wow, an entry-level phone for X number of dollars. I think I might get that instead of the next iPhone 12 larger version.
Right.
Would I go to iPhone 9? No, because I'm blessed that I have the money I do and I can't afford that. I prefer the more advanced phones.
So are we going to see Face ID and Touch ID in the new 12s, do you think? Or do you think they're going to stick with the Face ID?
It depends. You know what? That's a tough call because it's going to have 5G in it and the new iPhone 9 won't. That could be deciding different. That 5G is really a compelling reason to go faster. I mean, my God, I thought my cell was already slow. I don't know if it would definitely make it go faster, but I tell you what it would sell me. If it get the under the screen Touch ID or on the side button Touch ID with my Face ID, hands down, I will get it. I will get it. But if it doesn't, I'm not sure why I would go to an iPhone 12 at this point. Because we just don't know enough about it, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to be one of those things that I think as time goes on and we actually start getting more hard facts and could look into it, it'll probably make more sense.
Whether it's coming out in a few days or a week or two, I have no idea. But what I have heard, and don't take this for fact, but I heard that it won't happen till next year. So that's just what I heard. But
wow, that would be a bombshell. That's true.
Well,
I mean, the reality is, especially with all of this Corona stuff going on, who really knows how this is all going to shake out anyway?
Well, I was going to mention that, but
yeah, like that is going to have some long lasting effects on the economy.
No kidding.
All in the world. So who knows?
Production. I mean,
definitely.
Why release something when you don't have enough of it, and it's not you're not gonna get all the sales that you want out of it. So why?
And Apple has always sucked at having phones available anyway. So
exactly.
They've never been good at it, and it's just gonna be worse now. I'll buy it then, just because. Just because you're not sure, I'll do it.
Okay.
And my reason is because I live out here where internet's not a thing, so I need the fastest phone because that's the only way I can do this podcast. So
aha. Uh-huh. Oh, so
that's my reason.
So you would definitely get the 5G, you mean?
Probably.
He's going to get the 5G just so he can get on 1G.
Yeah. If I get that 5G phone, I might get like 5 up. So,
yeah.
Hey, I'm up to edge speed.
Edge. God, do you guys remember Edge? Oh,
God. That was terrible. For those that don't know what we're talking about, you know, we're so used to 3G LTE. Well, back then we had something called Edge. Oh man, it was so dark slow. Man,
every time I would see that at the top of my phone, I'm like, well, I just put it away because like this is not gonna do anything. Yeah, it was so like, bad.
It was so bad. So just like the March keynote, Apple also, I was not surprised, but they announced that the WWDC keynote that we always expect to have in June will happen, but it will all be a digital edition version, which means that they are no longer going to have developers and such in their auditorium at the Cupertino Auditorium and having their development. So they're all going to be doing it through online courses. So it doesn't really affect us, which is great because they're still going to have the show where we all tune in to listen to the keynote about the new iOS itself.
Just imagine what the applause is going to be like. You'll just hear this.
Oh, that's right. There's not going to be anybody clapping.
Yeah, you'll hear this.
It's the one guy in the back who's like turning the lights right. off.
No, Tim will be clapping.
You're so right. I am curious. It's just like, you know, they said, isn't that fabulous? And you just hear this.
You know, all the employees would just go.
I didn't even think about it. It's going to be kind of interesting.
Think about it. We're going through such weird times. You know, like actors aren't working. There's certain types of movies which certainly can't be made. Yeah.
So it's going to be a digital only. So don't fear. We still have our iOS streaming show to listen to. And speaking of iOS 14, my gosh. Now, for those that missed last month's podcast, you should check that out because we did talk about some of the iOS 14, what they are talking about in terms of features, because I'm not going to repeat those because there's so much more that came through. My God, it was like a floodgate just opened up, like the barn door just opened up this month in terms of rumors and features that are coming out of 14. It's like, oh, so much for hiding what's going to be coming out because it just dumped out a whole bunch of stuff.
And they're all going to work.
Yeah. No bugs, right? Right. All right, so here we go. So I got a whole bunch of stuff we can talk about iOS 14. I'll just kind of glance through some of them will stop and talk about it. There's two new apps we will find on your iOS 14. It will be the AR app. Obviously, I speak for self. I don't know how that's going to work for us, but apparently it's going to be able to sense around you information about your AR and your surroundings. I'm curious how that's going to work for VoiceOver. I mean,
based on how well everything else works, I wouldn't hold your breath.
Yeah, I would think there's something that's going to be kind of half.
Well, I think it'll work really well with VoiceOver, you guys, because let's face it, iOS 13 talks over everything.
Also say scanning. All right, done.
Yeah.
Here's your result.
It's pretty bad.
Uh-huh. And then the other app is a fitness app. Now, was interesting. Did you hear about the fitness app?
Yep.
That apparently it's going to have like these videos you can download for exercising videos that will have description of how to do different exercises and things. And I'm certain those will all be auto-described.
I'm sure they will, yeah.
So I guess you're pushing more fitness stuff. Another kind of a, I don't know how I feel about this. The messages app now, if you send out an iMessage, say I send a text message to both of you, I'll be able to retract it. So if it's something I regret or I send it to the wrong person.
Don't you always regret what you sent?
Well, I do, because especially when my series butchers
I know.
Wait, are you saying you regret telling us that you love us the other day?
That's true. No, you know, that was true. I said, I'll
just said, right, I'll just let that go. Oh, that's a relief. Yeah.
You can't take it back now. You've already said it.
That's right. And so you've been able to retract it. Now, the weird thing about it, it will tell that person that you retracted something. I'm thinking, well, what good is that? If you, they're going to say, what did you say then? I know you said something, but what did you want to say? You know, can you say that? Can you imagine with your wife and stuff?
This I can already imagine this is going to be the most used tool by passive aggressive people ever.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know.
You could just deliberately send something and then retract it. And then big fights.
Oh, people are going to eat this up. People are going to love this.
Oh, it's going to be funny. And I think it's going to be a whole new fight.
But wouldn't it be funny if it didn't work sometimes?
Oh, great. Yeah.
I was trying to retract it.
I'm sorry, due to your data limitations, we won't be able to detract it.
Hey, maybe they can go ahead. No, never mind. I'm not going there with that joke.
The iPad is going to get the Mac style cursor. So those that like the pointers and the little hand gestures that you see in Mac, you'll be getting those in the iPad. They're trying to make it more Mac-ish like, aren't they, Mike?
Yeah, that line, they're just kind of blurring it more and more.
They really want you to think of it as a computer, I think.
Yeah.
Oops, sorry about that.
I don't know how I feel about all this.
Now, here's a big one, and I'm really anxious to hear what you guys have to say about this because I'm kind of on the fence on this. We talked about how they were discussing about revamping the home screen. Now, the home screen isn't going away, okay? So the home screen you have now, we'd be able to keep. Now, what's going to be different is that you are now able to change it to a list view. Now, let me explain this to you for those that, if you have an Apple Watch, I know you guys do. Have you guys noticed when you go to your app, your home screen, it has a list of apps. So it's all in a row. So I have a swipe, 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 and it's all in alphabetical order. And you have every single app that's installed on the watch and you are able to see. So it's going to work very similar to that. So you'll be able to see all the apps at once. Oh, I don't know about voiceover users I don't know about this.
It's kind of like Android.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because they're going to have a drawer like feel to them.
Yeah, it's going to be nice for those that all don't like folders. They don't like, I think it would just have a list view of all the apps. There will be no folders. There will be no page 2 of 3 or page 3 of 5, whatever. You won't have that. So I guess for everybody that likes to have it on one screen, you can do that. And now there will be some filtering options you'll be able to do. And that is you can tell it to put all the apps towards the top that have notifications or I should say badges sitting there waiting for you. It will have like frequently used apps. So the more you use an app, it'll be towards the top. And of course it'll have Siri suggested apps. So it'll be interesting. I might like the frequency use one. So all the apps I use on a regular basis would be towards the top.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've gotten so used to where on the screen just by Touch Explorer, I don't really like flick, flick, flick to something.
You know what this sounds like? It sounds like the Mac.
Yeah.
That's kind of how the Mac is. You have your home screen. You can stick stuff down there in the dock if you want, but all your stuff is in the applications folder. And unless they want to pretty much do it like Android does, where you have the option to move stuff to the home screen, but everything really is inside your apps folder.
I think they're moving toward that. I really do. I think that's kind of what's happening.
I mean, it really is kind of more efficient to be able to do both because I have a ton of apps that I don't use very often that I have one folder. I think I've just labeled it productivity because that was the first 2 apps that were in it. But there's like 27 apps in there.
Do you guys do the same thing that I do? Do you have like a lot of apps? And like I've got one called Mosquito Repeller or something. And, you know, I don't really use that. I mean, much.
I have a bunch that I just have in mostly like 2 folders. I just dump them in there.
And do you guys go through this too where you go, I just don't think I want to delete that app because I really might use it. You just don't do it.
I do. I do too. Yeah. I have a graveyard folder just for that.
Yeah. This would solve that problem. Then you could just pull out the ones that you actually do use, put them on your home screen and leave everything else in there.
Right. Second page is folders, but one of the folder is a graveyard app. It's like, well, I never really use it. I want to keep it just in case there's an update or something I might be interested in. I just keep it in there. But there is something called the grid switcher, which they have on the iPad that will be on the iPhone. Now, this is something, if you're not familiar with a grid switcher, is that it is a gesture that you swipe up from the bottom of the screen, as you do now with app switcher. But it gets a grid switcher is it will give you two rows of your most used apps. So I thought, well, that I might be interested in, maybe, because if what if I'm on and within an app or I'm on my third page, I don't want to have to go all the way back to the first page. I can just kind of flick up and then go to the grid switcher and I'll show the two rows of most active apps that I use. I do like that one. I do like that idea. And of course, there's some talk that we will have some minor multitasking, which means that we might be dealing with panes across the phone. I don't know how that would work with a small real estate, but it's not going to be a full-fledged like they do on the iPad. So that's kind of interesting. Would you guys be interested in the grid switcher instead?
I might be.
Yeah, that's what I'm hesitating because I'm curious, like in execution, if it works well, then sure, why not? Maybe I'll get the hang of it and actually put it to use. Mm. But sometimes the execution of ideas like this just isn't really intuitive. And like the 3D touch thing, it just ends up being more work than it's actually worth.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
True. Now let's move on to accessibility. Now, what can we expect in accessibility that they have told us about, which is really kind of unique, especially for those that are hard of hearing or deaf will like this. There's a new feature that will detect sounds. So if there's certain sounds that come across, it will alert you. So for example, it would be like fire alarms, sirens, door knocks, doorbells, or even crying babies. I thought this was kind of cool. So it would kind of give you a haptic feedback when one of those things are detected. It's almost like the A-Lady right now when we use the A-Lady to guard.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
For those that don't know, you can tell the A-Lady to guard. Just say guard and I'll turn the guard mode on, which means that it will alert you if it detects any breaking noise or fire alarm. And I thought that was kind of a cool feature. So it's kind of similar to that, but it will help those that are deaf that something's going on. So if I would say it would be very helpful for those that are sleeping, maybe you don't hear things very well and it will kind of vibrate and let you know that it detects a siren or
would that overwrite do not disturb then?
Wow. That's a good question because I don't have it in hand. I don't know.
Nobody
thinks
does.
So. That's a good question, though. I would hope so because your phone would be doing a lot of buzzing and stuff already if it weren't on. Mm-hmm. You know, and you wouldn't know the difference unless it has some sort of a new style of haptic. But I almost say that would be too much.
Yeah, well, they'll probably figure it out. What I think would be interesting if the A-Lady would have guard on, and then that would automatically turn on like bulldog or mastiff mode, you know, the big dog would start to bark. And
yeah, true.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be awesome.
You know what it makes me think of? Like Mission Impossible. Everybody's homes before long are going to be like that movie where there's like laser beams everywhere and all these sounds. Like it's all digital protections. There's nothing actually like that will physically harm you, but everybody's homes are going to be like that where the phones, everything's going to ring when the door opens, the window
yeah
opens.
But pretty soon burglars go, yeah, well, I know that sound, I don't pay any attention to that.
Or they're just going to turn the power off.
Yeah.
Aha.
Uh-huh. That's true. Oh man. Apparently they're talking about how you can use your camera and it will detect hand gestures. Now I don't know if they mean sign language.
I think so. I think that'd be just awesome, wouldn't it?
Oh,
that seems like it'd be the most useful thing.
If it can interpret sign language, I would be surprised because it's so technical, but that would be pretty darn.
Well,
I wonder if it can be basic gestures. You know,
it probably will be. It'll end up being like that.
I'm serious because you know you have thousands and thousands of hand. Language.
Well, let me put this in perspective for you guys. Now, I in the work that I do, I deal with a lot of people that know a lot of things that I don't in the deaf community, and one of the things that I just found out maybe a month ago is that for every bit of sign language. There are different rules that apply, like in certain areas, like Southern. And I'm serious about this. So,
like dialects.
Yes, exactly. Dialects and different gestures mean different things, or you have to add more gestures or do them in a different way. And I was shown a couple of gestures. Not kidding about this either, and I'm not going to go into it, but there's certain things that if you say, they're pretty graphic, I must say, and not all regions adhere to them. Dude, yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
I had no idea.
I didn't either until about a month ago.
That shows you how uneducated I am when it comes to sign language. I figured there were just
that always shows in our cast.
I figured there's just one American standard language. I figured nope. There was just... Mm-mm. I'll be done. Interesting.
I mean, really, it does make sense because there is the English language, but you could travel across the country and across the world in some cases and get very different experiences with the same thing. So,
well, yep. You know, I think we may be, I don't know. I'm also thinking maybe we're kind of overthinking this too. Maybe it's just a hand gesture to navigate things on the phone. Swipe left, swipe left. You're just moving your hand. Different gestures to do things on the phone. Maybe it isn't so much interpreting hand gestures, if that makes sense.
Well, it does in one way, but I
don't know.
I don't know.
We will soon find out. These are very vague information that they come out, so they don't go in quite details, but it is interesting enough that I want to bring that up. Now, some cool stuff for AirPods for accessibility for those that are mild and moderate hearing. There is a new audio accommodation that will appeal to you. So you could be able to make adjustment to make it sound a little different. So they'll have a little audiogram that will help you to tune in different pitches, sounds, frequency. And I thought, how cool is this? So it's kind of in a way, a sense of a lower version of a hearing aid for mild and moderate people. See, I'm a hard of hearing, which means I would not be able to use it because it's just not powerful enough. So those with little loss of hearing would be able to fine tune it. So if you're in a bar or something, you can change how things sound to you all with your AirPods. I thought that is cool.
There was, do you guys remember the name of the company that a couple years ago, I think they did a Kickstarter or something.
All right.
For those headphones, it came with the app that you could then, it had just had all these different sliders for like all the ambient noise for everything going on around you. I remember listening to a podcast, it wasn't even a tech podcast, but one of the guys had them and he was talking about how he took them to dinner and had them in and was like turning down all the people talking around them and or just focusing directly in front of him on the person.
While everybody else was eating, he was using his slider controls.
Yeah. But totally controlling all the audio in the room around him. And everything. Like that would be so handy for
like an app for hearing aids?
Yes, but they were just regular headphones that came with this app that gave you control over, like you had like really fine controls over all the different sounds. Okay. So you could focus the headphones directly in front of you.
Gotcha. Or
like turn down all the ambient noise. Like there was a lot of really neat controls that came with it.
Well,
I don't remember what the company was called though. It was probably 4 or 5 years ago now.
That's a pretty cool idea. I mean, that would be great for those, again, that have difficulties, mild and moderate level.
That'd be awesome.
Great. Yeah, because right now for our hard of hearing, we have hearing aids that have apps that do the same thing. We have to use an app to change the different sound scheme that we have. But to have this baked into like an AirPod or a headset that's like a fraction of the cost of a hearing aid.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Woo! You're talking about saving a lot of people because... I don't know if that would appeal some people because a lot of people don't like to get hearing aids because they don't like the look of it. They don't want to. It's a pride issue. And I wonder if an AirPod would be different if they think, yeah, probably. I'm just listening to music. I don't know. But that's.
I mean, I would probably use that too, just because going to a loud restaurant and trying to hear the person across the table sometimes can be a huge pain, even when I have mild hearing loss, thanks Afghanistan, on the left side, but it's not that bad unless there's a lot of ambient noise. Then it kind of becomes an issue. So that's something I would absolutely use too. Turn everybody off.
Yeah, like I said, that would be perfect for you. Now you'll be able to do an audiogram on that ear and change it just to that ear only and make it sound just as good as the other ear.
That'd be, I'm down. I usually do just the EQ on my phone, like first thing when I get one.
Wow.
Because it always sounds like it's a little bit off to the left.
See, it's already being useful. the voice provider feature. What is this? Oh, my glob. I don't know what this is going to be the bomb. Now, what am I talking about? This means the developers are going to be open to an API that allows them to have their own text-to-speech engine. What am I talking about? If you get an app that's bundled with this voice provider thing, it will come with their own set of voice that they want to use. And this will replace your Siri voice. I don't know how this, if this will affect voiceover voices. If it does, I think this is a game changer, especially for those in different countries that have been either the current TTS is horrible and don't understand it, it doesn't work right, or it's not available. Now they might be able to download an app that's provided to them in their native speaking language. And this might take care of what Randy was talking about. He might want to have his Ivona voices and things like that. I hope that's what they're talking about on this.
Me too. And I hope that eventually it's system-wide. Because, the voices that are just on the phone, they're fine. They work when they do work. But I always like options. I would totally go get an app that just was more voices to put on the system-wide on my phone.
Yeah. Is it going to be system-wide? That's a great question. Is it Siri only? I do know it's not app-specific because they have the technology to do that now. They can do that now, but this is going to give them at least Siri voices. So you can have Kirk talk to you or something, and that's my understanding. They are
give me a Snoop Dogg Siri, and you got a deal.
I think it's very well welcome. I would love this, even if it's just Siri, but if it's system wide, that would be awesome. Can you imagine Snoop Dogg as your voiceover?
That'd be hilarious.
Well, you know who's going to be at the first? I'm sure it would be Samuel Jackson. I'll bet yes, that'll be the first.
Sir.
Everybody hey, seems like they want him. I don't know.
You don't want to open that app.
What do you want to hear the weather for?
Start cussing at me.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
You want a pizza again?
Maybe you should go for a walk instead.
Yeah.
So I thought this was huge. I'm really excited for this. I can't wait to see if this actually makes it in the final release. But we will wait until June to see if this all comes through. Now, I am getting conflicting reports. Now, before I have been reporting that those with the SE and the 6S, is it 6S? Yeah, 6S would not be getting the iOS 14. Now, the recent news said that's not true. Everything from what this leak is revealing, that if you are able to run iOS 13, you will be able to run iOS 14. I thought, wow, 2 years in a row and you didn't get rid of any devices? That would be amazing.
Well, here again, people are not buying devices like they used to, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know, right? So they're just like shooting themselves in the foot. Yeah. But it's up to them. But I was just totally shocked. I don't know about that one. We'll have to wait and see. I'd be shocked if that's true. I really do think the SE and the 6S will not be supported, but we'll have to wait and see. The new Apple Watch, some people are asking what kind of new stuff in Apple Watch. I will say for a lot of people are saying the Series 1 and the Series 2 will be dropped. And that doesn't surprise me at all because
yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a long time, but it will finally have a sleep tracking feature. So you can track your sleeping habits, which would be great. I still have a problem with that is that usually I use up all my power during the day. I don't have enough power at night and I don't know how that's going to work unless the battery life improves. I guess it would be beneficial for those that don't wear it during the day. They really want to know what their sleeping track habit is and see what kind of problems they have. And they will have some sort of a study. So that would be pretty useful to it. And then we finally get parental features in Apple Watch. Yes, that means that if your kiddos is in school, you can now have features. They can't use certain apps during the day and stuff like that. So I was kind of surprised they didn't have a school feature like that already. I never really looked into it, but apparently they don't have a parental filter or a guidance for the Apple Watch.
Yeah, and there's a lot of kids that have Apple Watches too.
Is there?
Oh yeah. When I would work with the kids, I know of two of them that had Apple Watches, and we're talking about
that would be useful.
15, 16 year olds. You know, to me they're kids. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I'm trying to imagine buying. I mean, my oldest is 11 and has been pestering us for a phone for years. And I always tell her, as soon as you can pay the bill, you can have one. So it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah. Makes sense. That's good philosophy.
Yep.
Heck, I know, 30-year-olds that are here that wouldn't be able to have a watch. If you get my meaning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'll also have blood oxygen detection.
Yeah, I heard
know.
That.
That's going to be quite interesting. I, we don't know if that's only going to be in the new series watches or if it's going to be in existing watches. So we'll have to wait.
I hear it's going to be in the new watches, but that's what I've heard.
I would think so too. And then there's rumors. This is my most favorite one, is that they may have watch bands that will be like a juice pack that will extend the battery. They'll have batteries on the watch band that you could attach to your watch to give it more juice. I thought, now that it would be cool.
And that's how you can sleep with it.
Now. Yeah, you can sleep with it. Yeah. Maybe. And I thought, oh my gosh, you could just swap out watch bands and you get a new battery juice pack and get you through the day. But anyway, all this is oh my gosh, it's just overwhelming. So much leaks. And if any of you listeners, I would love to hear of your comments and thoughts on this, go ahead and leave this comments on the AppleVis site, this podcast. I'm not going to say much about this, but iOS 13.4 dropped and, well, you guys notice any difference.
Yeah. Other than the voice that I used to have doesn't work now.
Oh, that's right. What we're talking about, and I've seen a lot of people on AppleVis had the same complaint. When they put 13.4, we all got Samantha. And we could not, for the life of us, get any other voices. I don't know what I did, or I think it just took over time. It took about 20, 30 minutes before it finally downloaded these other voices that I had. And I wonder with those with slower bandwidth, like Mike is having issues. He's not getting any of the voices other than Samantha. And it says it's downloaded, but it isn't. I think it's in the process of downloading, but since he has little bandwidth, I think it's going to take forever to download. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm curious to try after we wrap up here, because I spent maybe an hour when I first installed it trying to figure out what went wrong and couldn't get to do anything. Because like you said, it showed it like it was already downloaded, but I couldn't actually open it or click on it to do anything. And when I try to download a different voice that I didn't have, it would go up, get up into the 90% range and then go back to zero for no reason. So
You're not alone. There are people on the site, and be sure to check that out and add your own comments and feedback on that particular show note that I put in, that you can also put your feedback of your findings, because it fixed a few things, not anything major. Now, Braille display users will find this useful. Now, low vision, smart invert, still a disaster. It's still usable, but I tell you how bad it is. My wife was telling me that her company told her to not update to 13.4 because it does not work with their connectivity to their work.
Oh boy.
I was like, wow, this is not good at all. So I imagine we will see a 13.4.1 soon. I haven't seen any new seed coming up, so no 13.5 yet. So this will be interesting if this is the last of it or not. Typically, we get one more, but so far, we're not seeing much activity beyond that. Now, if you want to know all the features about 13.4, catch the last month podcast as we talked about a lot of the 13.4 features in that version. To wrap things up, I'm not going to do any Apple tips. I'm going to talk about a couple of things that happened on AppleVis, and then I'm going to make a discussion with Randy about a software they told me about that I would like to discuss with you about. Blind Quest is a new game. If you are into audio game RPG, check it out. I did a podcast on it. It sounds fantastic. I love the game. It was, I think it's $4.99 in the store. I think it's worth it, very much so. And my most favorite is the NewsWire RSS reader came out. It's a long time Mac users probably are familiar with this reader. It's very much like a Newsify. Or what's the other? You guys using RSS readers yourself?
I have the one on my phone. I have, I think, Lyray. I'm not sure how you're actually supposed to
Lyra or something.
I've heard it pronounced like seven different ways. That's how VoiceOver says it. So that's how I'm saying it, which is never a good thing to go off of. But that's the one I usually use.
What about you, Randy? You use an
same one. Yeah, same one.
You use a Leary?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you guys both like that a lot. If you're looking for some free alternative, check NetNewsWire. It does pretty much the same functionality as Alera, paid apps, and that is a really cool app. I also done a podcast on this for you to listen and to check out. And then we're going to finally wrap it up. Now, Mr. Randy was telling me something the other day, and I thought, oh my gosh, this is really cool. And I didn't know about it. It's called Walter 4, is that right?
No, Randy? Walter 2.
Walter 2, mm-hmm. So number 2. Explain to people in a short brief summary. This is great. Let's check this out.
If you're tired of iTunes and you find it really difficult to place ringtones on your device with the myriads of ideas out there, it can all be done. But here's a really simple way of doing it if you can afford $40 for the application for your computer. Walter 2, it gives you the availability to actually wirelessly hook up the iDevice, or you can use a cable, whichever you prefer, and transfer ringtones from the application on your computer to your iPhone or your iPhone. So not only that, but it can actually put books on your device if you wish, or music or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you basically, you're in a list of what you want to transfer over, and you just hit open, and it just transfers everything into the correct folders, including ringtones. The downside of it is if you guys do not know how to make ringtones, that isn't going to help you. But if you know how to make a ringtone and want to get it onto your phone, Walter 2 is what you need to do.
Well, what I find really compelling is that it is an alternative to iTunes for those that use this heavily for music. Let's say audiobooks is what I was thinking, or books, like you were saying. You'll be able to do this all easily, very accessible on Windows, and it will just wirelessly put it on there. So no longer have to figure out all this stupid iTunes stuff to figure out tap, tap, tap. It's extremely accessible, and it just goes directly to your phone. So if you do a lot of music, audio CDs, books, things like that, you want an easier alternative, Walter 2. I definitely wanted to bring that up. I thought it was, I think a lot of people could make use of that. So give that a check. I will put that link in the show note as well. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and you can actually try it out for 24 hours before you decide to buy. And I realize that $40 is a little steep for some times.
It's a little high, but if you're consistently putting audiobooks on it, I think it'd be well worth it.
Or music. Here's the thing. If you decide to use this application, then there's a checkbox in there to receive the newsletter. And if you don't want to use the newsletter, do it anyway, and that'll get you $5 off and that will get you $5 off on the application. Then you can just unsubscribe, and they even tell you the same thing if you don't want it. But
cool,
I did it, and yeah.
All right, that's awesome. Well, thank you guys once again for another March, and we will all see you next month. We'll wait to see if this iPhone 9 really comes out or not, and with other great accessible and other tech news that we'll be talking about. Thank you, guys.
That's right. And really, everybody, just stay happy, stay safe. Mm-hmm.
Safe. Hope everybody staying healthy.
And stay home.
Stay home. Yeah.
And those that are going through it, have a speedy recovery. And that's going to do for March of 2020. We'll see you next month. Bye-bye, guys.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.applevis.com.